Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Kathy, come on! What are you doing up there?
I won't be a minute, I'm nearly ready.
Oh, for goodness sake, we're not meeting the Queen. We're only going to my staff party. Come on!
I won't be long.
Oh, gosh. If I'd known you were going to take this long, I'd have suggested you got ready 2 hours ago.
I'll go and have a gin and tonic.
I've got one.
What, another one?
Yeah.
Good, because I've got one as well. I won't be long. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Kathy! The time we get there, all the food will have gone.
Penny, it's a pub. They won't run out.
Wow! You look great.
Oh, thanks.
No, really, you look...
amazing.
Well, you do, actually.
Oh, don't look so surprised. Anyway, you look lovely too.
I wish I'd bought a new dress.
Well, it's too late now. Now, come on, drink up. We must get going. I'm looking forward to tonight.
Kathy, you will behave, won't you?
Me? Of course I will. I always do.
It's not going to be a Pedro night, is it?
No, I don't want someone from Barcelona. I want some local talent.
Oh, no. Here you go, Kathy. Here's your gin and tonic.
Did you get me a double?
Yes, I did. Try it and you'll see.
Oh, that's lovely. I thought you said there wouldn't be many people here.
I didn't think there would be. It's busy, isn't it? Do you know, there's tons of people here I don't know.
Well, I suppose everyone brought someone.
Yeah, looks like it. Look, if you don't want to stay long, just say, okay?
No, I'm okay. Wow!
What?
Isn't that Jim?
Where?
Look over there.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, doesn't he look smart?
He looks well decent. Call him over, Penny.
No, we can see him later.
Oh, he's coming anyway. This is going to be a good night.
Is it?
Hi, Penny. It's Kathy, isn't it? I hope you don't mind me saying so, but you look lovely.
Oh, thanks.
No, really, you're the best-looking lady here.
Thanks very much.
Jim, here you are. Here's the fiver I owe you.
Ah, I wondered if you'd remember. Well, I won't tell you that I was right, but I will buy you both a drink. What would you like?
Oh, we've only just had one, thanks.
Oh, I'd love a G&T, please.
OK. And Penny, are you sure you don't want one?
No, I'm OK, thanks.
Right. Well, I won't be a minute.
Well, we'll be over there, at that table, Jim.
OK.
I can see three chairs. OK, yeah. Kathy, that's your fourth gin and tonic.
So who's counting? Chill out, Penny. Oh, and tell me, why did you owe him £5?
Oh, that. We had some Santas in, and I said they wouldn't sell.
Oh, I think you mentioned them. Didn't they wiggle or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Here you are, Kathy. And this is for you, Penny.
Oh, thanks. What is it?
Open it up and see.
Very funny.
I thought you'd be pleased. Go on, turn it on.
No, not now.
Give it to me. I want to see what it does.
Thank you, Jim. Now, please turn it off.
Oh, I think it's lovely. What a kind thing to do.
Good strength. So, Jim, did you come with anyone?
Yes, I brought Les with me, but obviously lost in the crowd somewhere. We'll meet up later. So, Kathy, what do you do?
I work for the council in finance.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I do, actually. Oh, I love this number.
So do I. Do you want to dance?
Jim, you said you'd dance with me.
Oh, I was only joking. Kathy, do you want to dance?
Yeah, why not? See you in a minute, Penny. You'll be all right. You've got Santa.
I'm going to stuff Santa where he shouldn't be seen in a minute. Decorations of red
on a green Christmas tree. Penny, great to see you.
Oh, I didn't know you were coming. Who do you know that works at the shop?
Oh, I know.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. That bunch over there are far too loud and far too drunk.
Yeah, they are. And that's why I came over here. Do you know them?
No, I don't. Who did you say you came with?
Oh, the Pattersons asked me.
They're not here, are they?
No, I'm friends on Facebook. I met them when I was working in Spain and they told me about the party.
So you didn't actually come with anyone?
What did you say?
Oh, never mind.
What is that?
What does it look like?
Santa, of course. Is he yours?
Yep, Jim gave it to me.
Do you like him?
No, not really.
Penny, I've been told there's someone hanging about outside who's swearing at people as they come in. So I'm going to have a look. I won't be long.
Well, you can't go by yourself.
Do you want to come with me?
Well, no, I don't. Look, you don't have to go.
I'll be all right. If I'm not back in half an hour, call the police.
Jim, that's not funny. Be careful, OK?
Hi, Connie. I didn't know you worked at the shop.
I don't.
Penny! Sorry to butt in. I've been looking for you everywhere. It's a good turnout, isn't it? I never thought we'd have so many people.
No, neither did I. Look, I'd better go and see if Jim's all right.
Jim? He's fine. I've just seen him at the bar.
Oh, I thought he was outside.
No, I saw him come back in.
Oh, good.
Penny, why is there a Santa on the table?
Oh, he's mine. But I wish he wasn't.
Oh, Debbie, I wondered where you are.
Jim, are you all right?
Yeah, they'd gone by the time I got there. Debbie, I must say you look lovely tonight.
Does anybody want a drink?
Oh, no thanks. And let me say, Jim, so do you.
OK, I'll go and get myself one then.
Thanks for organising all of this, Debbie.
Well, it was the three of us, really. What are those people doing?
It looks like they're stripping.
Oh, no. I'll have to go and stop that.
Don't worry, Debbie. I'll go.
Doesn't Jim look smart?
Yeah, I suppose he does.
Penny, I've got you a drink. Move over, Connie. I want to talk to Penny.
Oh, I'm off anyway. See you later, Penny.
Oh, where are you going?
Oh, I've just had enough. It's too loud for me. See you.
Yeah, OK, bye. What on earth is happening over there?
Jim!
What?
Yeah, I saw him being hit. Look, he's lying flat on the floor.
Right, let me get through.
Hang on, I'm coming.
Oh, hang on, I'm coming too. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. Oh, will you shut up? Gosh, look! The police are here. Who called them?
Not me. Right, you go and see Jim and I'll see what they want. Sorry, everyone.
OK, who didn't pay the bill?
Listen, I'm really sorry, everyone, but the police have asked us to stop the party.
Oh, what?
And they want us all to stay here because they want statements from everyone.
No.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
So, Debbie, what was that all about? I told the police that I was not going to press charges.
Oh, it's not about you, Jim. The police have found something in the river.
What do you mean, something?
The police have found a body.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.